You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Accountability is one of the most sincere forms to show that you love people. That for one, I got the courage enough to hold you accountable. I have the humility enough that if you hold me accountable, I'm going to accept that. Because in the end, what we want is for each of us to be the very best that we can possibly be.
Today's episode is a clinic segment from the 4th Annual Lawrence First and Goal Clinic featuring Sean Saturnio, Special Teams Coordinator from the United States Military Academy. In this episode, Coach Saturnio shares valuable insights on creating a team culture of excellence, love, and leadership. Drawing from his extensive experience as a high school head coach in Hawaii and his current role at West Point, Coach Saturnio provides practical strategies and an inspirational vision for fostering a strong team culture. He delves into the importance of enthusiasm, competitiveness, discipline, and leadership in building a successful program. Stay tuned for our Winning Edge takeaways following this clinic segment. You can get the entire clinic replays in Lawrence First and Goal Premium Pass. Link is in the show notes. What you see on tape is a direct reflection of what you teach and how you teach. Video is important, but if you don't teach well, you're not going to like what you see on your video. First Down Playbook has been helping coaches teach better for 13 years. It allows you to present installs, playbooks, and practice cards in half the time with NFL quality. Coaching tools like video pairing, a player app, practice schedules, and wristband sheets have made First Down Playbook a program management system with everything in one place. If you're in a position of leadership with your football program, receive a free one-week look at First Down Playbook. Call them at 512-814-6158. Or visit them on their website or social media. Mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code COACH24 to receive a $100 discount off the normal $700 First Down Playbook team membership price. Links and the phone number are in the show notes.
All right. Aloha, everybody. I'm Sean Saturnio again from the United States Military Academy or Army Football. First of all, I just want to thank all of you for popping in over here and, again, supporting Lawrence First and Goal. I've known John and Mary Ann and Lauren and Gracie for a long time. Been blessed to know their family and just excited to contribute to such a great and worthy cause out there, and appreciate all of y'all coming in and stepping up to the plate to support this. And I hope you're going to get a lot out of our talk today. As we talk about creating a get-to culture, just a little background. I was a longtime head high school coach back in Hawaii. So a lot of the things I think that we're talking about here in relationship to culture isn't just for a particular side of the ball, but more importantly for the overall culture of your program there. So hopefully there's going to be some things that, some nuggets here that maybe you'll be able to pick up. We always love attending clinics and just learning from such great coaches out there to see if there's little things that you can pick up or, you know, and then put your own fingerprints on. So first off, our culture that we have over here, it's kind of encompassed by this quote. So Zig Ziglar, many of you have heard of him before, famous motivational speaker. Tons of, if you want to go and get some amazing quotes, search some Zig Ziglar stuff. over there. But he had something pretty profound that he came up with. He said, kids go where there is excitement. They stay where there is love. And that last part is such a key component to our culture here. But I believe everywhere right now, especially the society we live in the present day and how important everybody's job is in raising up young men to be bold in what they believe in and be outstanding servant leaders. This is more, I think, coming down to the point where if we can understand that in today's day and age, everything's so much flash over substance, but in the end, the kids crave substance like we all do. And if we can establish a really sincere and genuine form of love in the culture that we're setting up, then where we head as far as our end goals and where we want to be successfully will be just a byproduct of that, we believe. All right. So starting off with this, what makes a great culture? A few years ago, David Sturt and Todd Nordstrom, they were contributors to Forbes magazine, and they did a study on evaluating all these organizations across the business world, Fortune 500 companies, a lot of them Fortune 100 companies. And they came up with four unique tenets that they felt all of these great organizations had in common over there. And these four were, one, said all great companies and organizations establish an inspirational vision, that they provide positive feedback loops. So the people that are involved in their particular culture always have some type of feedback that not only they get to give feedback, but what their feedback, when it's given, it's heard as well. It provides the best opportunity to be the best you out there, where each individual and each individual's talents is celebrated. And then finally, that there's always been a genuine appreciation. So these four things, they looked at all these companies and said, if you have these four, the chances that you're going to have an elite culture is extremely high. So for us, I read that a while ago, and I looked and I saw, okay, what were we currently doing and how would it fit in these four particular areas over here? And today I'll share a little bit about what we do here that kind of makes these things come alive. All right. So first of all, the inspirational vision. They talked about in these cultures that they had, that so many of them, everybody talks about all trying to get the arms race for the best bells and whistles that you can provide. But in the end, it's these things, it's the things that really don't cost money. Or if they do, it's not very expensive. But the things outside of those things that inspire loyalty and happiness and health and greatness and all those things, they said, come from these things here. So an inspirational vision. So over here at West Point, in our special teams unit, like every great organization, has broken down both a mission statement and then a vision of where they want the organization or their culture to go. So for us over here, did a study and talked to our good friend Mark Ray, who is a retired colonel, special operations guy, tremendous man. And we talked about the things that they do in the special forces community. So the mission actually stems a little bit from our conversation over there on the mission of special forces units over there. So for us, we are trained to perform several key missions throughout each game to secure field position for both the offensive and defensive teams. We effectively and efficiently execute with an unrelenting level of toughness and effort. That's what we want. As we go, that's the what's in our crosshairs when we're going out to play as a special teams unit. Our vision is simply to become one of the most successful special teams units in the country through speed, simplicity, and boldness. Now, success in the special teams unit, there is no particular area where we say we want to be the number one this or in the top 20 of that. For us, being successful is if we can honestly look at each other and say, hey, I'm going to give you everything I possibly can give because I love you. And the response back is, you know what? I'm going to give the same to you. And one of the things we mentioned here about accountability, holding each other accountable to be excellent. And we mentioned that accountability is one of the most sincere forms to show that you love people. That for one, I got the courage enough to hold you accountable. I have the humility enough that if you hold me accountable, I'm going to accept that. Because in the end, what we want is for each of us to be the very best that we can possibly be. Now, that statement in the bottom in quotation, speed, simplicity, and boldness, that actually came from one of the West Point graduates, General George Patton. He talked about his golden rules of war, which were simply this: speed, simplicity, and boldness. So when we go out and play as a special teams unit, we want to really be a great example of that, being able to play fast, having things that may look complex but are simple for us to execute and execute at a high level. And then that boldness, to be able to go that we're so prepared, and that preparation led to confidence where we can go and play boldly out there.
As coaches, we know that some of the biggest hurdles to our team's success can come from off the field. Your team needs support to tackle the endless list of expenses, uniforms, training equipment, travel, and more. But raising that money can feel like a full-time job. Thankfully, there's Vertical Raise. Vertical Raise is the premier online fundraising platform using innovative technology to create the easiest and most efficient system available. Raise more money in less time with a local fundraising coach who works with your team every step of the way to customize the ideal fundraiser. With options for online donations, digital discount cards, premium product sales, and even spirit shops, Vertical Raise has top-of-the-line solutions for every fundraising style. To find out more, visit verticalraise.com, and we'll get you connected with an exclusive offer on your first fundraiser.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, again, an inspirational vision also talks about, you know, getting a particular identity. So our special teams units dubbed the Sauce Team Mafia and got some shirts and a logo printed up. As you can see, it's very similar to the Godfather logo with its own, with the sauce dripping off the words. So something, too, that, again, can give us a certain identification out there. I think every great culture has their own ID that they can hang their hat on. And one of, you know, the motto that we have for the Sauce Team is, if you're juiceless, you're useless. So we talk about, and especially in that phase of the game, nobody outside of the specialists came to with the aspirations on getting on the special teams. You know, they got recruited for the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. But as we all know, especially for young people, the kicking game's usually the very first time that they're going to be able to contribute on the field. So we talk about establishing great energy over there, that we want to go and have a great enthusiasm for what we do to be a part of it. Where, you know, as the topic of this clinic is, you know, we go out with the mindset that we want to establish that we don't have to play special teams. We get to play special teams here. So coming down with an acronym, which across the board too, over there, the military is filled with things. So like this, we talked about five traits that we wanted everybody on the Sauce Team to exemplify every single day. Now, I should also pause to say that if you are on a particular side of the ball and establishing a particular culture, that culture should always support the overall culture of the entire program over here. And that's what we've done over here with Coach Monken, who's done a fabulous job. We came in, I was blessed to come in with him in 2014, and he had a vision, a mission and a vision on where this program was going to go. And then everybody on all three phases did their part to support that overall mission. So this is what we want to do. But all these things, as we talk about in the term of the kicking game, these are the things that we want just our players to show day in and day out, being relentless, being enthusiastic, tough, competitive, and disciplined. So as we talk about these traits, we have our young man over there understand what does it mean to be enthusiastic? Because we know that, you know, there's going to be no substitute for it. When you go out, the great thing about this unit is the game can't start without them. They're the ones that open the show all the time. So for them to be able to go and set the tone, and every kicking play that you go out, the potential for something big to happen is huge. So again, setting the tone with enthusiasm, being competitive. And that's one of the things too, that it's an honor to serve our young people here. Naturally, our group of kids come in competitive at a place of like West Point, but regardless, one of the things I think is crucial for success in anything is, again, have that competitive mindset, that competitive spirit. So we talk about having a deep will to win in everything that we do. You know, drills in practice, one-on-one matchups in the game, it doesn't matter. That we want to compete in everything that we do while we're out there. Iron is definitely sharpening iron. Discipline was the third trait. And we talk about discipline in relations to our phase is, you know, we know how to do our job, the details of it, and then we go out and do it. You know, we talk about, we don't want to be just going out and having activity masquerade as like we've accomplished something. So one, we got to know what we're supposed to do. But knowing what we're supposed to do is irrelevant unless we actually go out and do what we know we're supposed to do. So that's another big part of a special teams trait. Relentless, self-explanatory, going all out all the time over here. And then tough, mentally and physically imposing our will on our opponents, working to make them flinch. And that's part of our overall plan. In fact, there's five tenets in our plan that we have overall as a culture here at West Point. And the last one is don't flinch. So those are the five things that we had, again, developing that inspirational vision for our kids. Now, the second part that Sturt and Nordstrom talked about was the positive feedback loops. How can you get the people involved, the people that you've invested in, understand that this culture isn't just based on transactional type relationships where, you know, there's an exchange of goods over there. What the best feedback loops provide is that transformative type of leadership where the people, there's enough feedback that they realize that it's not just about the job they have to do, but there's a huge investment on who they are as people. So some of the things that we do here, okay, the sauce team hui. In Hawaiian, the word hui basically means it's like a club, an association, a society, but it's much deeper than that. The essence of that organization is that there's joint ownership over there. So what is the sauce team hui? It is a collection of players from both sides of the ball, as well as the specialists, different grade levels. And what they do, what this group of people do, we get together and we meet. And we really, initially, when this started up in 2020, it was trying to find guys who are already performing at a high level in special teams, but also getting them to be another subset of leadership in the program over here. Now, these guys may not be part of our leadership council, but they have a definite investment in the program and in each other as well. And then it was another way to develop another layer of leadership out there with guys that are truly invested in the kicking game. So get together. They're able to run every single drill, but more importantly, we work at it like as a leadership group there, where we develop their leadership skills. We get feedback from them, always asking them about what other things can we do to get better? How can we continue to push the needle? And these guys, they'll give their feedback, and we'll incorporate that in some of the things that we do. And I think everybody that understands that they have a voice. Now, what you voice may not always be put into action, but when people like all of us, when we feel we're genuinely being heard, I think that goes a long way. So these guys have done a great job. I think when you go out to see us play on special teams or practice on special teams, one of the things that should always stand out is you'll hear not just the coaches coaching. You're going to hear a bunch of the peers for our players going out and coaching each other up on drills. And that's the thing, I think, too, that culture of being able to for them to give their feedback, but then in return, they're pouring into each other out there as well. So as part of that meetings that we get together and talk about with the sauce team, who we over here at the end of every session. So they'll go out and they'll be running all the player led practice phases for special teams in the summer. So we talk about after every week meeting to set a target that to shoot for. So for this particular week that we talked about, you know, in our little leadership group over there, for this particular week, we talked about characteristics that will help our brothers, ourselves, become the best people we can be. Truly, truly believe in the fact that when we can create better people or help them realize the best version of themselves, what's going to manifest on the field will just be the byproduct of over those things. And you know what, that may sound just like, you know, cliche, I guess, but truly believe that the more we pour into them as people, the more that investment will pay dividends on the field out there. Out of those things would have them choose one of those characteristics that they would practice. One of the big things in this group we talk about is that on every side of the ball, there'd be no moment out there where we would talk about a particular play or foundational technique or an assignment and then not practice it, but expect us to go out and then execute it at a high level on Saturdays. Believe that the same thing goes for them as people, for us to give them character reps. So this is one way of doing that. So they'll pick a particular characteristic that they came up with to practice. Again, I think that's just a great way to be intentional and deliberate, which is one thing we always talk about going out there to so we can execute our job well, to be intentional and deliberate also in the things that will help them be better men. Catch your brothers doing well on and off the field. That's another one. I was a longtime teacher back in the islands over there. And one of the things that you first learn as we, you know, going through your education classes in college is, you know, catch them doing well. So that's one of the things too. A lot of times they focus on catching them when they do things that they mess up on. And I think that's one of the things that we can help young people transition in is understanding that, you know, the accountability part isn't just correcting them when they fall short, but the accountability part is also catching them when they're displaying what we want them to display. So, you know, being intentional and deliberate on that. And then, you know, this last one, this particular week, we had them create a mission statement for just themselves, them as people.
Here are Winning Edge takeaways and ideas for implementation. 1. Establish an inspirational vision. Develop a clear mission statement and vision for your team that reflects the values and goals you want to instill in your players. This vision should inspire loyalty, happiness, and greatness among your team members. Encourage a sense of identity and pride within the team, such as creating a specific unit name or motto that resonates with your players. 2. Foster positive feedback loops. Create opportunities for open communications and feedback within the team. Encourage players to provide input and suggestions and ensure that their voices are heard and valued. Establishing feedback mechanisms such as regular team meetings or leadership groups where players can contribute ideas and help shape the team culture will be highly useful in developing the culture of your team. Recognize and appreciate individual efforts and achievements to reinforce a culture of support and encouragement. And 3, develop leadership skills and character traits. Invest in developing leadership skills and character traits among your team members. Provide training and guidance on qualities such as enthusiasm, competitiveness, discipline, and resilience. Encourage players to set personal goals for self-improvement and support one another in achieving these goals. Be sure to give opportunities for your players to get reps on these goals as well. By focusing on building better individuals, you can cultivate a culture of excellence and teamwork within your unit or team. Be sure to follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com. Go to the show notes to get the link to Lauren's First and Goal Premium Pass, which gives you access to the entire library of clinics from 2024. And follow us on X at Coach K Grabowski.